I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode Kiss of Death Podcast, number one Rockets podcast for Fans First Sports Network. I'm Mike Brown. That's Pops.
Hello. How are you?
Well, super. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So Rockets win again. Are the Rockets good? Like, I know it seems so trivial and stupid to ask that, but it's true because, and I said it last show, the Rockets just beat the NBA champs. And I have already seen people say, oh, it's because Jamal Murray wasn't playing. Don't discount this win.
Who said that?
I saw it on Twitter.
Well, tell them to shut the hell up.
Okay. No, like, I'm reading these. The Rockets are good. Like, this is a really good basketball team. From top to bottom, this is one of the better wins of the last, at minimum, 3 years. Oh, of course. Yeah.
They smart. Well, let me put it to you this way. They are playing so much smarter right now.
Agreed.
And I'll give you four reasons. First of all, you got to go to Udoka.
Okay. Oh, coach of the year. He's coach of the year right now.
Well,
thus far, coach of the year.
Okay.
Continue. There's one.
Fred VanVleet.
I mean, he is such a dog, but even above that, he plays the point guard position so perfectly. I'm not saying he's the best point guard in the league, but when he's on the floor, he takes such good care of the ball. He played 41 minutes tonight, dude.
So, you know, find me the last game that we won where Jalen Green scored under double digits, first of all.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, yes. I mean, he had 9 points tonight. But all the credit in the world, he was 1 of 13 from the field tonight. He was still a plus 10 when he was on the court. He had 8 rebounds. He had 5 assists. He had a steal.
He started taking the ball to the hole instead of shooting the ball, And I just think that's how he stays involved, doing that and just other things, the rebounds and
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, we will give a shout out to the entire city of Houston. Rockets beat the Nuggets and the Texans beat the Bengals on the road on the same day. I mean, the Astros are getting another manager tomorrow in Joe Espada. You know, the vibe in Houston right now is immaculate. If there's an announcement that the Houston Comets are coming back so we can take over the league again in the WNBA, you know what? I'd be pretty excited.
Oh, you're funny.
Şengün held his own against the other white guy. Yeah, that's fair. There's so many things to get to in this game. You know, down the stretch, Jeff Green on the court over Jabari Smith was something that I didn't see coming this quick. Jeff Green is a stud, dude.
I don't think it's over Jabari Smith. I think this is a game-to-game situation. Jabari just and I'm not going to say Jabari didn't have it tonight, but Udoka went with the hot hand, and that was Uncle Jeff.
Yep.
So it's a win, and Jabari Smith was the first guy off the bench cheering. There's no sulking.
No.
No pouting.
He only played 20 minutes tonight, but he was 4 of 7. He had 7 rebounds, and he had 8 points. You know, Eric Bishop chimes in, huge win, first time to beat the champs. Yeah. I mean, this win, I mean, besides the fact that they're now a top 5 seed in the West.
Gosh, stop.
I'm just saying. Listen, playoffs started today. The Rockets, let me see here. Give me 1 second while I pull up this.
Oh, you're too funny.
Yeah, they would be the 4th seed. I mean, they've only played 9 games, but I don't think that you and I were out of line when we talked to the ticket rep about booking our NBA Finals.
Yeah, that's done deal.
Yeah.
And if I could find a Jeff Green jersey, I wouldn't buy it, but it would be fun.
Listen, I agree. Dylan Brooks, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Listen, we are going to say this. I'm going to say this on the show. If you guys want to tweet me about this, @MikeBrown_2020. I never said that I was not a Şengün guy. I said that he was not good enough defensively up until this season to be your rim protector moving forward. But tonight was yet another example, dude. Alperen Şengün has taken his game to another level on all fronts, and he took it to Jokic tonight.
He had a nice block. I remember, I forgot who, it wasn't against Jokic, but he caught up to somebody. Nice block. Jokic is the missing link. I mean, let's face it. The guy's a beast.
He's the best player on the planet, bar none.
Right now he is.
It's not even close. It's not even close, dude. The guy tonight, what did he have? He had 36 points, 21 rebounds, and 11 assists. Like, watching him play basketball, I mean, it's special.
It's old school. He's old school.
Oh, God, it is. It's so, like, I want to say it's like, sexy in basketball terms. If you're a basket, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, if you are a fan of the game, watch Jokic play, because that dude, I know I'm not telling you guys anything you don't already know, but again, it is a testament to what Şengün is doing right now, is playing such high level, high IQ basketball.
He's not stupid, okay? He's always smart. He's just been basketball dumb for a while, because look who his coach was. So, look at Ryan, my man.
Yeah. So let's get to, because we got a lot to jam-pack into tonight's show. Tari Eason is a dog, dude. Like, D-A-W-G, all capitalized, bold lettering, italicized, underlined, and an exclamation point. He's so damn fun, man. He only had 8 points tonight, but he felt so much more impactful in his 16 minutes tonight. And that'll lead me to the second guy, my boy Jayshon Tate. Jayshon Tate is a monster. That's my guy.
Fun.
Yeah, that is a
welcome.
That is a Jayshon Tate only scored. What did he have? He had 3 points tonight. He had 6 rebounds. He had three steals. He had the steal of the game at the end.
Well, don't forget the play where they were fighting for the rebound and they Denver got it. He stole it back. And, you know.
Those are two game-winning plays.
Those are game-changing plays right there.
And the thing is, that one-footed jumper that Şengün has is I like that. I like that he's added that to his game. Somebody brought this up on the timeline, and it's interesting. When I say timeline, I'm talking about Twitter, X, however you want to refer to it. They said that Jayshon Tate is not untouchable, but it's going to take a lot more to get him now than it would have, let's say, at the beginning of the year. I got to tell you, I don't think you should move Tate.
Why? Why do you want to move Tate?
No. It's okay. So this ties into another point that I wanted to bring up. Look at what's going on in Milwaukee right now. Here's a shock. They acquired a guy who's never done anything of significance as it relates to the team that he's on. He has all the individual accolades in the world, but they traded away a guy like a Drew Holiday to get a guy like Damian Lillard. Sometimes going for that star is not always worth it. And what's going on in Milwaukee right now is a perfect testament to that. And I bring that up because Andrew makes a great point that this team, we're not even playing Amen Thompson, who we drafted in the top five. You know what I mean?
Well, he's also hurt.
No, but you get my point.
No, I get your point. And I like, and you and I had a little argument about this earlier.
A passionate discussion.
Yeah. I like Aaron Holiday.
Yeah, I
liked
do too.
When he played for Atlanta, and I liked him when he played for Dallas.
Yeah.
He's an Udoka guy.
I agree.
You know? Dude,
I totally agree.
Totally.
And so is Tate. And what's funny, not funny, is that this could be the second time in 4 years that the Rockets sign a big, tall white guy in the offseason and then trade him by the deadline? Because I think they're going to move Jock Landale. Landale does it. Landale played 2 minutes tonight. Landale stinks, dude.
He
stinks so far.
You're the one who told me, he's a good player. He comes off the bench. He plays well for Phoenix. No.
Which he did, and Mitchell makes a good point, that what's going on with Harden, Harden, what's going on with the Clippers now? They give up all their depth. So, Andrew makes a great point. It's all about chemistry. What the Rockets have going right now is they are incredibly bonded. You can tell. You can tell this team is close. They know they're starting to figure out their roles. Dylan Brooks hasn't tried to fight a popcorn vendor yet. Which is a little upsetting. But you get my point. Is that I don't know. I don't think there's anything that I would do at this point to change this team, because the vibes are.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
They're immaculate right now.
Well, we're sitting here talking. There's not a team out there that hasn't. And what does Ryan say? Who gets the game ball? But I give it to Tate,
it's got to go to Jayshon Tate or Jeff Green tonight.
Yeah. There's not a team out there that has an answer for Jokic. So let's not worry about that. It's when you play, you're going to play like Embiid, and you're going to play.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's where, it'll show.
Here's the thing is we spent, when I say we, the last 3 years or so, not last 3 years, the last 3 years, because this is Şengün's third year. I wasn't convinced that he was a cornerstone type piece. And it's so important he's a perfect example of why coaching is so important in the NBA. System, who you bring in to coach along with him. Like, you can't tell me that the addition of Tiago Splitter to Udoka's staff was not monumental in the progression of Alper and Şengün. Guys like
Sullivan,
Ben Sullivan, Udoka himself. And what I love about Udoka, this is only his second year being a head coach. He has such a good feel for the game.
Well, don't forget, he was a player. He wasn't a star player.
Yeah.
Would we have won this? Would we have a – no. No, Ryan. I can't think of – out of the last six games with Silas, we would have won any of these games, okay?
Yeah. I mean, the narrative around this team right now is everybody around the league is starting to pick up, and it's early. Don't get me wrong. But this team is legit. I don't know how good they are, but they're legit. They have everything on this team that you could want. They're not even like Cam Whitmore is in the G League. You know, like Cam Whitmore would be getting legitimate minutes on what out of the 30 teams.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to get legitimate minutes on what, half of those teams?
So, your opinion.
Yes.
All-star, I mean, trade deadline. Are we buyers or sellers?
Buyers. You have – listen, you went – and again, I can't stress this enough. It's one game. And the Rockets have had the benefit of being at home the last week. It doesn't matter. They've won these games. The Rockets have shown thus far that they can play with any team in this league. In my opinion, what I've seen across the league, there are only three teams that have a better record than the Rockets right now. Now, there's a difference between they can play with any team and they can beat any team, especially in a seven-game series. And Jamal Murray wasn't playing tonight. But I'm telling you, by the end of this season, I think I said this team was going to win north of 35 games this year. I mean, that's going to be a... I mean, they're going to hit 35. 35, they're going to be able to hit. And to answer your question, at the deadline, they have to be buyers. And this is where – this is the – what's the best phrase for it? This is the junction point of – and I talked about this earlier in the year and in some of our earlier shows, that what they've added to this team is great. The question is now, what do you do next? That's where you – I don't know the answer to that. Because some people have said it's Joel Embiid. I don't think you need Joel Embiid.
Well, anybody can use
– but you know what I mean. I'm not gutting this team for Joel Embiid at this point.
That's what you would have to do to get Joel Embiid.
Correct. Now, there is a name that was thrown out that, I mean, just because of my personal preference to this guy, he makes the same money as Victor Oladipo. A name that was thrown out was Alex Caruso. Now, would I like Caruso? I don't know. I hated him when he was a Laker. Don't get me wrong. We don't need to go back to that. But
and when he was an Aggie too.
That's true. But those are the types of moves that this team has to look to. Nerlens Noel is not doing anything right now. I would add Nerlens Noel to this roster. So quick.
Is he not on anybody's roster
right now? No, he's a free agent.
Wow.
You know, and Mitchell makes a good point that they need a three-point shooter. And I give the Rockets credit. They signed Reggie Bullock, but Bullock can't get any minutes right now. You know, tonight from the three-point line, the Rockets were 10 of 32 for 31.3%. Not great. They also missed six free throws. But again, dude, tonight, 9 turnovers. I mean, that is ridiculously good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And Jokic, the guy's just a phenomenal player. But, you know, if they were going to let other guys beat him. I mean, Michael Porter played well tonight. Aaron Gordon played well tonight. But, you know, they were going to let other guys beat them.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, as much as I love Tate, I don't think he sticks around. I couldn't disagree with that statement anymore, because he, and I think it was Kelly Eco, friend of the Dream Shake, that tweeted this about 40 minutes ago. Anybody you talk to, Jayshon Tate makes basketball winning plays. He's cheap. There's no reason to move him at this point.
Well, why? He's awesome off the bench.
Yeah.
You know, unless someone's going to offer you, like when what's his name? The coach of the Lakers was talking about how much he loves Tate. And I'm thinking, well,
Darvin Ham.
What do they serious? Okay, you're not, you know, LeBron and you know, Mr. IR. I mean, is there really a piece on that team that you would really want? Maybe Jackson Hayes, but he's hurt.
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, you start looking at that team, to me, the one guy that makes sense off of that Lakers team is Rui Hachimura, but they're not going to give him up. They just re-signed him. And I don't think they can move him until later in the year anyway. But that's where, and Eric says, you know, the Rockets will be neutral at the deadline. They're building a team not ready for a title this year. Keep the team together and build in the offseason. The only thing about that is that they're going to be extremely limited, especially next year, with how they're going to build in the offseason. Because think about it. You're already paying – let me look this up real quick with our
– Yeah, Van Fleet. You got
– Well, you got Dylan Brooks.
Brooks.
Yeah, so right now, if you look at payroll across the league, the Rockets are 23rd. So they have $147 million in salary this year. That drops down to $117 next year.
Wow.
So they're going to open up $30 million. But you got to think that you're going to have to sign Jalen Green. You're going to have to sign Şengün.
Yeah.
So those are two guys right there immediately off the top of my head that you're going to have to keep salary space open for. And that's why I think the easiest, quickest way to add to this team is via trade. And they've got some really tough decisions. And do I think Tate is going to be gone? I don't think they're going to move him. But the one thing I will say in favor of moving him is that you've got to think that his value is not going to be any higher. Like, if you're going to sell, you sell at the top of the market when you can cash out. If you can turn him into something of, it's got to be of greater value. It's got to be to a team that has to have him.
I still think that right now your biggest trade chip is Oladipo.
No, it depends, because he's a salary dump is what he is at this point. I mean, he's not a great player. He makes $9.1 million.
He doesn't even play. I mean,
well, but that's my point, though.
Special Olympics, you know, that's the way he's done. His legs are done. His knees are done. But he's a salary dump, just like Kevin Porter Jr. was a salary dump, and we found someone to take him.
But the question, adding to the backcourt at this point, it just doesn't make sense to me. Because so then you start moving to the front court, and you got to start looking for guys that are going to be available in the front court. And I just don't know what that looks like. But that's a ways off. Massive, massive, massive win tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, six in a row. I mean, I've seen this phrase so much over the past week or so. There were times that even on this show, doing shows after West Coast games when, you know, we've lost 17 games in a row, and we prayed for times like this as a Rockets fan, because the last 3 years have royally sucked. And this team is showing that they are damn tough. I love watching this team play basketball. And now they're off until Friday.
Whew. Tough road trip coming up. What is it? Lakers, Clippers, and two with the Warriors?
I know. So they're off. It's so weird how this works. So the Rockets are off until Friday. And then they have three games in 4 days. So they'll play Friday at the Clippers. They'll play Sunday at the Lakers. Then they'll play Monday at the Warriors. I mean, those are that's a hellacious three-game.
Well, but the Clippers and the Lakers, I mean, you don't have to leave your hotel room. So, I mean,
For sure. No. I'm speaking more to three games and four nights is tough on anybody, especially on the West Coast. But this is going to be, this is going to be one of those let's see what you got kind of things.
Well, we got the young legs over the Clippers,
Yeah. So let me ask you this. This in-season tournament, I hate it. I don't know how you feel about it. It's goofy. I don't like the courts. I mean, they're playing for money and some stupid trophy. I will say this. I like the innovation of the league trying to do something different. But to me, it's kitschy. I think it's borderline elementary. It feels just like let's throw together some weird tournament for the teams to compete in the middle of the season. I hate it. I don't know how you feel, but I despise the entire thing.
Well, first of all, we're not in the middle of the season. That's the first thing.
Well, no, you know what I mean? Like they took their NBA season and they're combining it with this tournament. I don't like it.
Well, just think about it though. I mean, what was the saying all along? I mean, every year basketball doesn't start till Christmas. And then, that's when we have all day. The Lakers shove down our throat, the Clippers, the Heat.
That's a good point.
But what I'm saying is, think about it. Right now, it's the NFL and college football. The NBA, in my opinion, had to do something to try to get some attraction or something. That's all I can.
I'm with you. I'm with you 110%. Like I said, I think you hit the nail right on the head, but I think it's forced. Like, I think the entire situation, if you're the diehard basketball fan, you're not going to watch more of the tournament. I think it's fine. Like, okay. I mean, if you want to celebrate it, you're not throwing a parade down Kirby if the Rockets win some. Like, you know what it compares to for me? And it's not, it feels like the NIT to me. That's what this whole thing feels like. Both are tournaments. Both, you're competing for what? Like, the NIT literally stands for the not invited tournament. And it's, it's all about the money. I mean, that's fair. And Hodson says it doesn't attract any new viewers. Exactly. Like, it just feels just kitschy to me. Kitschy might be the best word for it.
Are these games... These are just part of the 82 game schedule.
Yeah. You're still playing.
What's the difference? It's a Friday night game on ESPN or who cares?
Well, it's,
you think the players care seriously?
No, I mean, I think they care because it's more money in their pocket, which ultimately that's what this whole thing is about. But whatever. I don't care. Listen, the Rockets have won 6 in a row. If you want them to go compete in the FIBA Olympics, I don't care. Like, just win basketball games. That's all I care about. Just continue to win. And that's what the Rockets have shown thus far is, and they're not BS, whatever wins. These are good wins. Like, you're beating a good Pelicans team. You're beating the NBA champs in Denver. Yes, I know, without Jamal Murray, whatever. Okay, we don't have Amen Thompson. And Garrison Matthews is no longer a Rocket. Okay, both of those things. And Bruno Fernando isn't here either.
Oh, poor Bruno.
I know. There were times that I actually called for Fernando to be on the court more than Şengün. Yes, I know. Whatever. Call it what it is. But I think this is a halfway decent place to park the rocket ship for tonight. Once again, massive, gigantic, oh my God, win against the Denver Nuggets. 107-104. Rockets improved to 6-3. Denver drops to 8-2. Next game is on Friday. Last question of the night. Do we put Udoka in the conversation for coach of the year if they stay this hot? Absolutely. I mean, I don't even know like who else is going to be in that conversation at this point. I mean, well, I guess you could give it to what's his name in Philadelphia, Nick Nurse. I mean, they're 8-1 after trading Harden. Nick Nurse, I think, is in the conversation. But I think that the expectations, whether they had Harden or not, were still so much higher for Philadelphia than they were for the Rockets that if it came down to it, I would pick Udoka over Nick Nurse for Coach of the Year thus far, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, to me, Coach of the Year is – if you take a great team and you do well the whole year, you get in the playoffs, what have you really done? To me, if you take a team that no one expected anything out of,
Of course. You
turn them into a competitive team, to me, that's Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, you look across, and then you move to the Western Conference. You know, Dallas is 8-2, Minnesota's 6-2. You know, those their coaches could be up there for Coach of the Year. But again, both of those teams, especially with what they did in the offseason and who they already have, especially Minnesota, already with Gobert, already with Towns, Anthony Edwards. You look at Dallas, you know, they paid the anti-Semite, you know, all that money to come back to Dallas and Kyrie Irving. You have Luka. The Rockets brought in new coach, drafted Amen Thompson. They barely had him this year. The signings that they've had and the way that Udoka has integrated them this quickly. For me, Ryan, to answer your question, it's not even close. Thus far, Ime Udoka is Coach of the Year. But once again, if you're on Twitter, make sure to follow the Kiss of Death at Rockets FFSN. Follow my co-pilot, Jeremy Brenner, at Jeremy Brenner. Follow me on Twitter at MikeBrown_2020. Once again, Rockets do not play until Friday night. So everybody have a great week. If you want to interact with me, like I said, at MikeBrown_2020, we can talk Rockets as often as you want. Pops has a Twitter. He doesn't know how to access it, so you can't talk to him. But once again, Rockets win 107-104, and we will talk to you guys on Friday. And until next time, Rockets fans,
keep winning. Winning streaks alive at 6.
And go Rockets.
Thank you.